Hello, my name is Grace DiMatteo, and today I will be talking about some of the gay rights movements and activists from the 60s and 70s, and how actually important it was in history. In this time period, being gay is seen as a sickness or a shameful act. Many people have no idea about any history of the LGBTQ+ community because of how rarely it is talked about in schools, if at all. Only a little bit ago, California updated their textbooks to include contributions of trials faced by LGBT people. Illinois also did this earlier in May 2018. I could go on for hours about our history being ignored, but for now I will just talk about Harvey Milk and the Stonewall Riots. Harvey Milk, born May 22, 1930, was the first openly gay official when he won a seat on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977. He knew he was gay before starting high school and slowly came out by becoming friends with many gay radicals who frequently visited Greenwich Village, where the Stonewall Inn was, which we will get to later. Milk eventually found his voice as a leader and an activist when his camera shop, Castro's Cameras, in San Francisco, California, became a neighborhood center in 1973. He declared his candidacy for a position in the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He ended up losing due to being a novice politician with little money, but that would not stop him from eventually trying again. He tried again 2 years later and lost the election for the same position, only by a little. By this point, he became an outspoken leader for the LGBTQ+ community with a little political background and connections that included San Francisco Mayor George Moscone, Assembly Speaker and future City Mayor Willie Brown, and future United States Senator Dianne Feinstein. In 1977, Milk became mayor of Castro Street and got a seat on the San Francisco City County Board and inaugurated on January 9, 1978. While his main focus was gay rights, he also worked on handling other issues such as child care, housing, and Civilian Police Review Board, and more. Milk was assassinated on November 27, 1978. On June 28, 1969, was the spark of the gay rights movement when gay activists gathered outside a gay bar in Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village, New York, like I mentioned before. Gay bars were safe spaces for LGBTQ+ people because they were always suspected of harassment and need a place to feel welcome, and they're still used today. But that night, it was no longer a safe space, as 9 policemen arrested employees for selling alcohol without license and arrested anyone not wearing at least 3 articles of gender-appropriate clothing. Police would violently drag trans people out of the bar and shoved into police cars. A lesbian was clubbed on the head by an officer after saying the cuffs were too tight. One of the Stonewallers, who were people who were part of the first riot, were called, was Marsha P. Johnson, an African-American trans woman. The P in her name stood for Pay It No Mind, for when she got hateful comments about her gender or sexuality. She was a glamorous drag queen and known for her exciting hats. Marsha was not afraid of being arrested that day because she had been arrested multiple times prior for being a drag queen. The Stonewall riots inspired her to become a gay rights and trans activist. She and her friend, Sylvia Rivera, committed to helping homeless trans youth in New York. Marsha's body was found floating in the Hudson River on July 6, 1992, at the age of 46. Police said it was suicide, even though Marsha's friend said she was not suicidal. It was not uncommon for gay people to be a victim of violence, especially at this time. Thanks to Barack Obama, on June 24, 2016, the Stonewall Inn is an official historic landmark, the first LGBT historic landmark in history. Marsha is still seen as an influential and has inspired many LGBTQ+ people today. The first pride parades were held 1 year after the riots, and now it is June and is officially Pride Month. On June 2, 2000, Bill Clinton decided to make June Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. June 1, 2009, Barack Obama declared that June will be Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Now I know exactly what you're thinking. Why is this a big historical event that affected a huge number of people and is still relevant today? Why have I never heard this in my history textbook or learned it in history class? That's because the idea of homosexuality wasn't invented until very recently, and that's the tea.